that's fine, I don't mind it out, they told me that I have a, got a natural resources center, I gotta clear the next half hour.
They seem to be quite a.
Well, you know, extremely well, and, you know, you get around, that was probably a good idea to get around the PD class, and then you talk to Vincent.
He followed me, and he then said he'd call me tomorrow.
Yeah, he told me he'd ask to see you afterwards, but, all right, you'll work the line out with him, I, he is very important to us, because he will support us in the need, and, look, you gotta really push him hard on that, you're not getting that trip until, I just say hello, like, Senator, we just need your help on this, this is gonna make the difference for peace and all that sort of thing. I think it's a hard case for these guys, because we've got to put the monkey on their back.
I think we have to bid on the defensive there on the eighth.
Yeah, you noticed Albert came out, said he hadn't said anything yet. Because they're all, it's, the unconscionable thing, Henry, is for the people that should be for aid, the commentators, the columns, what you call the senior journalists, except for Howard Smith, the way those bastards act, and the ones that should be applauding the Laos, the usual thing. Not the communist victory and all the rest, what in the name of God is it?
And the Boston Globe, which is practically a radical paper, yesterday they had a cartoon showing you a Superman with a big dollar sign.
Dollar sign where, on aid or?
On your chest.
No, I wonder what was it, the group?
The aid in North Vietnam. And then they had another cartoon showing a North Vietnamese coloring, and then instead of a bomb, dollars are falling all over him.
How do you
I think these people cannot permit anything in Vietnam to succeed. Anything. It's got to be a failure. Because if I
felt that there was more decency in it, didn't
that's right. Yeah. That's right.
I understand. I'm not raising the question as to our judgment, but I always felt they were going to be do this because
I was wrong.
I think that there is no decency in the people.
Well, but on the other hand, Mr. President, basically, what they are reacting to is that they are becoming irrelevant. What?
Said irrelevant.
I mean, after all, Mr. President, here it is. The man they hated for 20 years is doing all the things that they dreamed about and never got the chance to do. I mean, what Kennedy was orating about, you've done. They're losing their constituency because, you see, I have the sense now that the college generation, you have to fool. These guys have just talked. So they've got to keep scolding. These are leaders now with less and less followers.
Yeah. You know, the thing that the smartest little junk what you said demonstrated though, you take these leaders onto the world scene and on the what's happening in China and so forth, and it's an enormous achievement. It's an enormous shift in the world, even many people can understand it. And this is amusing to a field that asks such a stupid question. And we cleared with them before we did it. Was
but I thought O'Neill was pretty buck-eyed about the
oh, he is buck-eyed, please. Yeah. Oh, I want to tell you that I was on that chamber. I looked at those pictures this morning, you know, and I got the light. I wonder if, I think, you know, they're such interesting things that maybe you could put them, you know, put a couple on one wall and one on another because they are really fascinating pictures. Yeah, in other words, if you could put them, you know, around in the bedroom, you know, take down all of them, as a matter of fact, that are in there. I mean, maybe except the one over the desk, but even that could come. But these, then you could have a group of four around, because it's so fascinating that sometimes I'm showing them somebody I can take them and show them all, because they're really a fascinating group. And also, there's more color in them. See, at night you couldn't see the color, but they have nice color. And incidentally, I put forward and took Tom on that thing when I died reading, right? Fine, whatever it is. Okay. Fine.
One thing on which I have to make a decision. If I was going to do that Barbara Walters thing this Sunday,
yeah.
I have to let her film me tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
I wondered whether you'd mind if I came back from Camp David around 7, 6:30 or 7.
What time do you have to tell them? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Any time tomorrow, late afternoon, evening. Or I could go up later and film it first.
No, I'll tell you what we could do is if you... Well, why don't you just do this? Let's make the Camp David meeting just a working meeting. And we'll finish our words. We'll get up there. We'll be from approximately... I think I'll just sit in it from the beginning. I might as well. We'll meet from about 1:30 or so until for 3 hours. About 5:30, then you come back.
If I can do that, then we'll
be... That isn't going to put you too much longer.
No, not at all.
You can do that off the back of your hand anyway.
That would be true.
Good. You got another half hour?
Yeah.
That's for Sunday night.
Yeah. And I'll make sure she has something about your working habits.
Well, that's right. She's
well, he'll do it better than Cal.
She'll like it. She may do that, but she... I mean, she's smart. She may just want to... The trouble is that they always try to get at the hot news, and they don't realize that the little vignettes like you gave, the leaders are smart. It's what folks are doing, and that's what makes them bug out. They want to hear the little things, you know. Incidentally, that was a gift. That's done in silver and gold. So upon the anniversary of China visit, somebody sent it to me. That's up.
You know, Mrs. Bennett, of course, you should see that freshman letter.
Yeah.
You know, they were trying to hold us up. Maybe there could be no summit this year. We have to get to the nuclear treaty, maybe not before November. Now he's slaughtering all over you. That it would be in June. Be a great success. You'll have to work like dogs to get these agreements ready because we've got much less time.
Yeah. Anything later this morning is really plenty of things.
No, that's... I there's no profit, but it's like... Rogers is up. The things I shouldn't sit in with Ismail. So I'll send Scowcroft in so that it doesn't look as if I'm...
Because what?
Because he thinks the coach is about to take it over from him. I don't care.
Then how's he going to get over there, get the meeting in New York? Just have it.
I've got to have it.
No, because he said he was gone on the absentee. And the connection we
have. He appealed to you. I might just drop in so that I'm meeting because no one will understand why I'm not there.
Sure. You say, sorry, you've got to go to something else, and I'll sit and talk to him. That's fine.
I'll send Scowcroft in.
Did Rogers raise this with you?
Yeah. Well, we could just overrule it.
Well, I'm not going to say anything to him. I'll handle Scowcroft.
I'll have Scowcroft.
You come in and say hello and so forth. And
I said, if you just say to him that you're behind these talks, that's all.
Don't worry. I'll get that across.
I'll just prepare.
With regard to the...
Sorry, I thought I had about 10 minutes.
I'm on 11 o'clock. But I think you're right in the evening. I think the events on Laos is obviously you're going to get that question. I would say we achieved, as far as the Americans, we achieved what we wanted. And, our goal is a ceasefire there, and the right of the Laotians in terms of the withdrawal of all forces, correct? The Laotians work out their own future. That's what it is.
That's right, exactly.
This is their settlement, not ours.
That's right.
You'll handle that, I'm sure.
But I can handle it the way I handle it.
Yeah, but naked. Don't back off the fact that it was in the city counties. What in the name of God are they talking about?
But, Mr. President, if they do this, no matter what we achieve,
everything is tender.
If you had said last year, at this time, by this time next year, there'd be an agreement calling for the withdrawals, nor the Vietnamese forces from Laos, they would have called you irresponsible, making promises you can't fulfill.
It takes a man's view. You know, I stuck it to him, and I said, well, if you don't like this kind of agreement, we can start the war again.
Well, man, you behaved pretty well then.
Sure, no, but I mean, that quite gets on him. Look here, these people that are criticizing this agreement are the ones that took word about us for what we were doing in Laos. They wanted a communist takeover. If we hadn't been helping Savan, I think the communists would have taken it all.
And they were the people who wanted us to pull out unilaterally.
They cannot stand you as success, Mr. President.
Well, Albert,